Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Bob Dillersnyder back on the show. Bob has become a great member of our brain trust for the last almost 20 years. He's the founder and the chairman of the Dillersnyder Group. He's one of the top public relations experts on the planet. He's a global guru in that world. He's the author of a bunch of books, including A Time for Heroes, including Power and Influence, 50 Plus, a bunch more, and more to come, I'm happy to tell you. I've got advanced information on that. And he's our good friend, Bob Dillersnyder. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be on the show, especially knowing that you've been in business 30 years now. That's pretty significant.
Well, yeah, 30 years, and that's a survival. And you too, almost exactly that long. That's survival, isn't it?
I'm just a little bit behind you, but I took my cue from Blasingame.
Well, I really feel like when I look back, I don't know about your experience exactly, but I tell my audience there were times when I didn't know if I was going to make it. You've heard of not knowing if they were going to make it the next day. There were times when I didn't know if I was going to make it the next hour.
Exactly. You look in the abyss and you say what's going to happen, but we're both here, and that's good, and so are your listeners.
Yeah, and happy Memorial Day, Bob. And I was telling the audience earlier, and I've had this conversation with a couple of other folks today. It seems a little strange to say happy Memorial Day when we're commemorating these things. But as long as we say take some time to put in our head, to have in our head the face names, maybe even the voices, the memories of those who have gone on before us, some of them paid the price so you and I could say and be happy on Memorial Day, didn't they?
58,000 men and women in Vietnam. And I was talking to a woman the other day, Jim, who his son went to Hanoi, and she was saying what a great thing it was. And I said, listen, there are people in Hanoi who were there now who wanted to kill us 20 years ago.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Not a great thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And I was telling... I've told the story about the first time I went to the Vietnam Wall and how I was not prepared for the emotional experience that was going to give me.
Jim, I stood in the company street at Fort Knox, and they called off who was going to go where. I went to Fort Benning, but the guys going to Fort Lewis, they were on their way to Vietnam.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was really something.
Yeah, that was an infantry brigade out there in Fort Lewis. So, so Bob, your memories, your first memories of Memorial Day were more associated with Decoration Day, weren't they?
Yeah, my uncle was 44 years old and joined the Marines. And my dad and he and I, many years ago, started celebrating Decoration Day. It was really a big deal. And this was the Second World War that they were involved in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you talk to them about what they were doing in the Second World War, it was pretty impressive. And God, thank God they were doing it, because if they hadn't, Theresa May wouldn't have had the chance to resign the other day.
No kidding. No kidding. Well, you think about what do these people do this for? What motivates them to stand up? What motivates an American to stand a post for their country, for you and me? It's all about an ideal, isn't it? They're certainly not doing it for some kind of, I mean, you don't lay your life down in anticipation of getting rich, because you're in jeopardy, you're in harm's way, but you're doing it for something greater than yourself, aren't you?
It's all about freedom. This is the best place in the world to live. I've traveled the world, and believe me, I've traveled to Paris and London and Hong Kong. This is the best place to live, and it's because we're free. We can express ourselves, we can say things, we can write things, we can do whatever we have to do, but we're free.
Well, Well, and I do like to take it one step further, Bob, and take it to the level of liberty. We are free, but I think that America has perfected freedom to a level we call liberty. I think that's an ideal that we deliver to each other when we behave as we do, up to and including standing a post in harm's way. I think that's another way of delivering on the concept of the ideal of liberty. What do you think?
I completely agree with that, Jim. And, you know, around us, in Central America, in Latin America, in parts of Asia, Russia, these people don't like us. Mm-hmm. And they want to change our lives. Mm-hmm. And we can't permit them to do that. And that's one of the reasons we're all out there standing posts.
When we come back after the break, I want to talk about, I'm going to bring in a little politics into this discussion because I think it's appropriate. I don't think any American would have stood a post on behalf of the ideal of socialism. And so I'll talk about that with Bob Dillensteiner after the break. 22, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.